Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Recruiting Game. Glad you're with me. Let's get right into it. Let's get right into the topic. Today's topic, I've gotten this question many times over the last 5 years, and just recently one of the folks that I helped is asking me to explain for the listeners out there, what I basically teach when it comes to how to negotiate salaries for full-time, quote-unquote, permanent salary jobs. All right, so we're going to start with that. It's pretty simple. It's a lot simpler than negotiating rates when you're working per hour and you have to give an hourly wage that you would like. That's a little more complicated, but salary positions are pretty simple. Basically, this is how it works. When a hiring manager goes to talent acquisition, to HR recruiter, internal corporate recruiter, or even to to an agency recruiter, they say, "Well, we need somebody with these qualifications, and we know that at the very least, we're going to have to pay X, okay? For somebody with the right experience, historically what we've seen, you know, nobody's going to take less than a certain amount. So we're prepared to pay at least that much for the right person. If we have to, we'll pay up to Y, right? Now, the difference could be a $20,000 difference, a $40,000 difference, you know, from the low to the high points of the range. But here's the catch, or not the catch, but here's the main thing. There's something called the midpoint. And pretty simply, as it sounds, it's the midpoint. And I'll use some numbers shortly so you can understand how you want to use this. But the midpoint is important to understand that this is the number that the recruiter or the talent acquisition person has been authorized to offer you. Okay? This is the number they want to land on. So, for example, if let's say you're willing to take $50,000 a year base salary, and that's kind of in the low end of the range, and they're able to pay, call it, $80,000. It's like, we'll pay between $50,000 and $80,000. You get the call, hey, find your resume online, find your resume on Career Builder, LinkedIn, or you applied for the position, resume looks good. This could be a really good fit for you. What is your salary requirement? Most people answer that question completely incorrectly. They'll say things, you know, this is what recruiters are expecting to hear. Oh, well, I'm flexible. Depends on the position, depends on the responsibilities, depends on, I don't know, depends on benefits. Or they'll say something like, well, in my last role, I was making this much. I want at least this much. So they'll say, like, I need at least 50, right? Let's say 50 is the number that you're willing to take. I need at least 50,000 for this job. Well, how do you know that the job couldn't have paid you more, right? Remember, their range is up to 80,000, and they really want to land at 65. So why would you say I want at least 50? You're leaving potentially $15,000 a year on the table. So it doesn't depend on the job duties. It doesn't depend. I mean, in a way, it does, but it doesn't depend on the job duties. It doesn't depend on anything else. The only thing that it depends on, meaning what you're willing to accept, or when you answer that question, what is your salary requirement? This is what it depends on. Well, it depends on what is the midpoint. Okay? Why should you give your minimum without knowing what the range is, or more specifically, not knowing what the midpoint is? Right? So here's the game. Here's what we're talking about. The game is this. You don't know their max that they can pay, and you don't know, and they don't know your minimum. But yet, you're being asked to give your minimum without them telling you their maximum, right? And this is why people haggle and they go high, and, you know, I go high, you go low, we'll meet in the middle. But then there's a danger to that. So anytime you give out a number, there are potential dangers. If you give a number that's too low, so 65 is what they can really want to pay because they're still saving $15,000 a year, right? 65 is what they want to pay. 50 is what you're willing to accept, and 80 is the max. But here's the thing. If you say, well, I want at least 75, it's not outside of the range, but it's more than what they really wanted to pay. So what do you think is going to happen? They're probably going to talk to other candidates. They're probably going to try to find a candidate who is going to be happy at 65. So you kind of shoot yourself in the foot. Or this happens to somebody who might be on the podcast soon. You go high, but truly you're flexible. Well, now when you go interview, they think that you are overqualified or simply that you're not going to be committed to the role because, you know, you said you need an 80,000. Well, we have another candidate here who has the same level of experience and skills, and they're willing to do it for 65. And then you can't come back after the fact and say, well, oh, no, I'll do it for 65. It doesn't work that way. So it's kind of like a catch-22, right? Like they ask for a number, you give them a number. Well, that's not really what you meant. It just doesn't bode well for you. And then obviously, if you give a number that's low, like, hey, I need at least 50. You know what? I'll take 55. Okay, well, you just left $10,000 on the table. $250 a week, $1,000 a month, roughly, on the table. So, going back to how do you answer the question? Hey, Mrs. Smith, looks like you have the right experience. You know, this could be a really good fit for you, for them. What's your salary requirement? The only answer you should be giving at that point is, well, it depends. What's the midpoint for this position? What's the midpoint for this position? And it's important to ask it that way. Why? Because, I mean, I like to soften it up. I like to say that I like that it depends. Pause. Because, again, they're used to hearing it depends on the it depends on the responsibilities. It depends on this. Depends on that. So they're kind of primed to see, okay, what is she gonna say? It depends on what. And then you hit them between the eyes with, what's the midpoint for this position? What do you think psychologically it's gonna do to the recruiter? Well, here's what I can tell you it does. It lets the recruiter know that you know how this works. And it's very subtle, but it's very, very important. It doesn't matter, how can I put it? What really matters to the hiring manager, to the company, to the recruiter, is that they find somebody who can do the job, who is going to be committed, who wants to do the job, okay, and the salary is part of it, and that you're going to be happy with, you know, doing that job, that you're going to stick around. Obviously, you know, you have to be a culture fit, but that's why you go interview, right? But if you are happy with 65, let's say in your last role you were making 50, 55, you know, maybe plus benefits. So all in, you're making 55, 60. And you just asked the midpoint, they said it's 65. You're good with it. Say, hey, you know what? I'm actually good. I'm happy with that. Really? You're happy with that? Okay. So the next question they're going to ask is, well, is that more or less than what you're making? Is that more or less than what you were looking for? Okay, so at that point you can answer, you know, just you could be truthful and say, no, it's more. It's not a lot more than what I made, but it's more. it's in the range of what I was looking for. And if you feel that you're getting any pushback, just go right to the heart of it again and say, look, at that rate, I'm not going to be looking anywhere else. At that rate, if this is the right job and they offer me the job and I accept the job, I'm pulling myself out of consideration. I'm not entertaining other offers. You got me. I'm yours. That's what they care about. Now, if it's a little less or a lot less than what you were making before, that's a different, that could be an issue. If it's a lot less, you're going to run into, well, you're overqualified. And really what they're saying is, what they really mean is, you're not going to be happy at this rate. So I wrote, so I saw an article about this before, like, how do you convince people that, they should hire you even when you're overqualified? The only times that I've really seen legitimately people willing to take a lot less money than what they were making before, it's because they're making lifestyle change. Okay, I'm working with somebody right now. They were making, I think it was like $300,000 a year, $400,000 a year, before they moved from New York. And he doesn't want to do that anymore. He doesn't want to work 100 hours a week anymore, which is what he was doing before. So yeah, I mean, he was making good money, but he was working, he didn't have a life. 100 hours a week he was working, 80, 100. So you have to, if you're going to accept a salary that's lower than what you're used to, and they will try to find out. If you're going to accept a salary that's less than what you were making before, and it comes up during the conversation that, yes, I was making more than this, you have to let them know the reasons why you would want to do that. You have to let the interviewer know, the HR people know, why you're comfortable with that, why that's not gonna make your life difficult. Okay? Maybe you have savings, maybe you have investments, or maybe you just don't care anymore because the cost of living is different in the new city that you're in. There's so many different ways that you can explain yourself, but you have to go back to letting them know that you are going to be committed to the job, committed to the company, and that you're not going to just basically collect a paycheck for 6 months while you look for something else. That's what it comes down to. Now, there are more subtle, more in-depth discussions that we can have about this. Going back to the heart of it, if you're applying for a job or applying for jobs and you get interviews, you're a very qualified candidate, you have a lot of experience, kind of what happened to, this person that I just referenced. He's had five interviews in the last week or so, what, last 2 weeks, and everybody's telling him the same thing. You're overqualified, we don't want to make you an offer. Pretty much they're intimidated by him, or they don't feel that he's going to stick around. So my question to him was, well, why did you apply for those jobs in the first place? Why are you interviewing for that job in the first place? And unless you can convince me, and I'm not even the hiring manager, unless you can convince me that this is something you were really passionate about doing, that you felt you had a connection to the job, to the company, to what that company does, to the goods or services that that company provides. If you can't convince me that you really believe in what you would be doing at a very reduced hourly rate, how are you going to convince the hiring manager? Right? I mean, it's more, that goes more to toward, I think we'll cover that more when I talk about how to interview, because really it's how you interview. But I mean, all of this is really all connected.
The interview is just step four in the five-step process of you landing a job. So it's all connected. But yeah, it's all part of it. I mean, all this stuff comes up. It comes up in the beginning, it comes up at the end, towards the end. And the salary, the what you're getting paid is a big part of it. But it's not clear cut. Oh, you know, it's not just you're throwing out a number. It's going back to what they really want to know. And one of the things they want to know is this person going to be committed? Is this person going to be focused on just doing the job and not focused on, hey, I need to be making more money. I should be looking for something else because this company doesn't pay enough. Listen, if you accepted the job at the rate that you accepted and you're not happy about it, then you need to learn how to negotiate your salary or don't accept those jobs. And it sounds harsh, but and I know that many of you who are listening are like, well, what am I supposed to do if I'm getting one call a week or one call a month, and I got lucky enough to get this one interview, and I got this one offer, and you know this is what they were offering. I can't say no. I have to take the job. I get it. I get it. And this is why I want to show you how to, number one, get more opportunities, get more calls, have more interviews, so that you can make a choice. So to empower you to make a choice, to empower you to not have to settle. At the same time, I want to show you how to get paid a fair wage or a fair salary, so you don't have to settle. But please, 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 if you do, and if you do what I'm advocating, what I'm suggesting, once you start seeing the results and you start getting those 20 calls a month, please be discretion. You know, what's the word? Be selective. Don't. You know, once you get, if you get a call and it's a job that you don't really want to do, and you're already, you know, you've gotten five calls that week for different roles, and two out of the five sound really interesting, something you really want to do, you really like that company, you like the job that you would be doing, you know, and now you know how to negotiate your salary, you know, for a full-time role. Just be selective. Don't go interview for things you don't want to do. Don't go interview for jobs that don't pay what you need. Okay, so it's all related. Please send your questions, share your thoughts. The email address that you can send your questions to, your stories. I want to hear your stories about, you know, how this is helping you or has it helped you in the past. You know, those of you that I've helped in the past, before I started the podcast. Share your stories. If you want to send me a picture with. In your email, with your story, you know, the struggles you went through and or how you came out on the other side and were successful. I would love to share that with the public. And I'll even put it up on the Instagram page, which right now doesn't have anything. I'm just kind of focusing on the podcast right now because I want to get the word out. But yeah, share your stories. And if you want to be a guest on the podcast, we'll do a one-on-one session. Be happy to do that as well. Actually, we'd really prefer to do that. So, please stop giving away money on the table. Don't give them your minimum. Ask for the midpoint. If you really need a little bit more than the midpoint, then okay, you can negotiate a little bit more. Or if maybe you can negotiate, you know, better benefits, more PTO, things like that. But don't start negotiating from the bottom of the range up. Start from the midpoint, and if you have to, go up. I always recommend just if the midpoint is more than what you would have accepted, take the money and run. This is Jose with The Recruiting Game. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon.